With Marcy Silman, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record. The saga of where Boeing will build the 777X has ended. It's going to be right here in Washington State. But a new in-state fight is brewing. Where in Washington will Boeing assemble the special 777 carbon fiber composite wing? It's expected to be the world's largest airplane wing. That's going to make transporting it from building site to assembly site very complex. According to the Tacoma News Tribune, at least four locations are competing for the wing work. They include Everett, Moses Lake in Spokane, and the city of Frederickson in the unincorporated part of Pierce County. Pat McCarthy is Pierce County's executive. She says Pierce County should get the work.
We've really established a unique niche for the composite work, which is what we're looking at. We don't build the planes, but we have a tremendous number of suppliers. So we think that we're the best location. We're really poised and ready, and I'm hungry for that to be here in Pierce County.
The 777X wing is massive. The county could handle transportation?
Well, it depends. We believe we can. We could do it potentially through rail, but we could definitely get them to the Port of Tacoma and barge them up the Sound up to Everett. And Everett has the capacity to receive them in that manner. And I think that we could make it work.
The Boeing 777X specifications for making the wing say they'll need a 1.1 million square foot large building. Do you have a location where that could fit?
They already own 500 acres, and we have 300 acres of undeveloped land. So we have great capacity for expansion.
What would it mean for Pierce County if the 777X wing is built there?
Well, it means that it'll be jobs. It'll be good wage-paying jobs here in Pierce County, and I'm looking at expanding our economic base here in Pierce County, and I've been a tremendous supporter of the aerospace industry and keeping our aerospace presence here in Washington State and therefore in Pierce County as well.
So are you in competition with Everett up in Snohomish County?
You know, it's my understanding the Boeing company is looking at four locations potentially here in Washington State. And from my perspective, it'll be a win-win whatever entity that they pick across the state as long as it stays in the state of Washington. I am interested in that, and I've been a big collaborator with my friends up north and to the east, especially Ray Stephenson, who's what I would consider a very good colleague. But I will tell you that when it comes to putting in what I would consider the right infrastructure in place, the fact that we have a great relationship with Toray Composites, which is one of the number one producers of carbon fiber in the world, located here in Pierce County, I think we have a lot to offer.
Beyond that, what incentives would you in Pierce County offer to Boeing to lure the construction to Pierce County?
Well, we've already talked about expedited permitting, which is something that I put in our offer letter to say that we really want this work. We've also talked about reducing some of the traffic impact fees, at least reducing it by 90%. We will also be reducing our permitting fees, our building permitting fees, by 24%. So we're hungry for that business because we know it's going to be good jobs for citizens here in Pierce County. We have about 10,000 people that work for the Boeing company that travel north every day, let alone the over 1,800 folks that work in this business down here in Pierce County.
What would you say to other business people in Pierce County who aren't the size of Boeing who might say, hey, that sounds like a good idea to me. I'd like to have facilitated permitting. I'd like to have lower traffic impact fees.
Well, we do that for some companies. We have done that for some companies to be able to retain them here. You know, I'm all about retention and recruitment of businesses here in Pierce County because it expands our economic footprint and allows people to stay here in the county and have good paying jobs. So, you know, I represent the folks from unincorporated Pierce County, so I have controls over those areas of the county, but not in the incorporated areas.
States were competing for the 777X business, and they were making offers and counteroffers and trying to cut all kinds of deals with Boeing. Are we going to be in that same situation here in Washington State where the different counties are going to be offering conciliatory things to Boeing to try to lure the business there and competing against one another to offer the most?
It could be. It very well could be the scenario that would play out. I mean, I think everyone would be in a position, whether you're Grant County, I believe, was where Moses Lake is, or Spokane County, or Snohomish County, or Pierce County, or King County, where whomever is out there looking for wanting to have Boeing settled a portion of that business in their county. I think you're going to find folks looking at making themselves attractive for them to come here. We have a great workforce, and we've got an education system that we've pretty much created here with the Skill Center at the K-12 level, with our community colleges, with our composite courses at our community colleges. Now, I know that King County and Snohomish County probably have comparable efforts in that endeavor, but the fact of the matter is, we have a lot to offer in the state of Washington. We have a lot to offer the aerospace industry, and Boeing in particular, right now. And so I want to fight for what would be good for Pierce County as well.
But should different governments be competing against one another? Governor Inslee had something interesting to say after the 777X, the announcement was it will be built here. He said, the World Trade Organization has rules against countries providing incentives to try to build up businesses. He said maybe the states should have a law like that also to prevent them from competing against one another. Is it a good idea when different government agencies are competing and making extra offers to try to lure the business to where they are?
I would probably disagree with the governor's perspective that it would be a negative. I think competition is good. I think it's good for all of us. I think it raises the bar for everyone. And I don't perceive it that way. And let me just say, from the get-go, I have been on panels with my compadres, Dow Constantine, John Lovick, supporting keeping the Boeing company alive and well here in Washington State. So I'll be happy that if any of this business stays in Washington State and doesn't go to another state. But as for the folks that I have at Frederickson and the opportunities I have for the Boeing company to come to Frederickson, Pierce County has invested millions of dollars in infrastructure on our roads in order to provide those transportation corridors. We have land available. It's affordable to live down here in Pierce County, and we have the skilled workforce that are really in tune with composite work. I think we have a lot to offer.
That's Pat McCarthy. She's Pierce County's executive. It's not clear yet when Boeing's going to decide which county they'll build the 777X wing in. This is The Record on KUOW.